Hey there, Celebration Nation. I want to spend some time with you about the question of so what? So what? You know, I'm a big fan that we as salespeople, the way that we add value to any prospect or customer is really when we spend time with them and we're able to ask them questions and find out what's important to them. That is our differentiator. Because when you think of the average buyer, 87% of all buyers will have Googled your company, gone through, looked at your website, have seen the marketing material, even perhaps gone on your social media and gone through and looked up you. And so by the time you're now meeting with this prospect for the first time, they're pretty educated. And so here's the thing that you always want to think about. The way that you differentiate yourself as a salesperson, which is different than what your website will do, is the fact that you can ask people questions. There's the difference. In today's world of technology, and we've got a piece of software and technology for just about everything, but remember, technology is not communication. Technology is technology. We as sales professionals, we master the art of communication, and communication is not just talking. Communication is talking and listening, more importantly. So when you think about the question, so what? The reason why I really like that is so often when I'm coaching salespeople, they want to tell me about all their features and benefits and how great their product is. And I always will do this, and I want you to act like I'm with you throughout your day on every sales call and act like I'm sitting on your shoulder and saying to you, so what? Every time you want to tell me the features and benefits of your product, picture me saying, so what? Every time you want to talk about how great your product is or how great your brand is or how great the company is, picture me saying, so what? As sales professionals, what we have to really always do is figure out what's important to the person in front of me. And then that's what I'm actually now talking about. What's important to them, and that dictates what I then tell them in regards to how our product will help them with their needs based on what's important to them. I cannot tell you how often I see and hear and talk to salespeople who want to just go through and rattle off all their features and benefits, and they sound like a walking, talking website. Or worse yet, they sound like a piece of marketing collateral. Well, the fact of the matter is where we add value as professional, sophisticated salespeople, we add value in our questioning. We add value in our listening. We add value in the fact that we can then offer up a solution. That solution may be our product. That solution may be actually them doing something else that doesn't involve us or our company or our product. The difference lies between the good and the great. The great will always talk in terms of what's important to the person in front of them, not so much what the marketing collateral or the website says should be important. So we've got to make sure that as sales professionals, we're always talking to people, we're always listening intently to what it is that they're saying and the essence of what they're saying. And then we are then giving them the answer based on what's important to them. Otherwise, if that's not the case, when you get into a predicament and you feel led and compelled to tell people about your features and benefits and how fantastic your company is, remember, I'm sitting on your shoulders saying, so what? Let's be about the person in front of us, and let's make sure that anything that we say, everything that we say, always evolves around them. For more helpful hints, feel free to check out stephaniechung.com. And in the meantime, remember, you're smarter than you think, much cooler than they ever told you. Now let's get out there and sell something.